Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new breed, one new man, one new creation for a dwelling place for God. And we're living at this point where there is revival literally going on among Orthodox Jewish people for the first time in 2,000 years. And my guest, David Jones, has written a book that its title is Humble is the Way. And Pastor David, I believe this book is mandatory reading for those that God's going to use in this next move of God's Spirit. And I say to you, if you want to get to the next level with God, you've got to learn humility. If you want to capture God's heart, if you want to capture God's favor, then you must learn how to walk in humility. You have a chapter, there's so many chapters I'd love to talk about, but one that's very pressing on people right now is marriage. Tell me how humility works with marriage, and perhaps tell me one story in which God taught you about humility in marriage.
Well, there's many stories that I do have, but in my own life, I use my own self as an example, how that I've been saved longer than my wife. My wife is Vietnamese and French, and I led her to the Lord. They worship Buddha. And so knowing that, when she would speak to me, a lot of times I really wouldn't pay too much attention to her, because of some reason within myself, I've been saved longer than her. I know more scriptures longer than her. I've been with the Lord. She's new at this thing. And God would use my little wife to speak to me, and I wouldn't hear. I wouldn't pay attention to it. Then one day she was saying, well, honey, you know, I'm thinking maybe we should try this. And I'm like, no, we're going to do it like this. I think it's okay. I think it's going to work. And I heard God said, stop it. Stop it. Honor your wife. Hear your wife. And I said, oh, my God. And I said, forgive me, honey. I said, no, what did you say? Tell me what you said. And when she said it, it's like, I said, tell me what you think. And when she talked to me, it just came together like a light bulb. The Lord spoke to me and said, your wife have a voice in the marriage. Also, preacher, you're not the only one. You don't know everything. Even though you've been saved longer than her, can maybe know and quote more scriptures than her, she's still anointed and she's your other half and she's your helpmate. Hear her. She does have a voice in the marriage. And after I begin to do that, God started even using her more, and he started enlightening me more, and I had to start walking humble. See, Stead, some people say, well, Pastor David, have you arrived? No, I'm still a work in progress.
And after you taught for 6 months on humility, which I think is just revelation from on high, especially for now more than ever. I mean, if Jesus is coming in our lifetime, and I believe he is going to return in our lifetime, then he's got his best are you. You're his best. But he can't extend the favor and the supernatural to you like he wants to, if you're walking in pride.
Because he said, the scriptures say God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Grace, the unmerited favor, grace. He resists the proud but giveth grace to the humble. Now, he's resisting the proud, Sid, not because he want to, but because he can't go against his word.
David, the miraculous has broken out in your church. Feathers are showing up, gemstones. It's happening in the schools with the children, and miracles are happening. Tell me a couple of miracles that have occurred. Tell me about that kidney.
It was a lady. Matter of fact, it was a lady that had AIDS. She had AIDS, and she came into the service, and she came up for prayer. And I said, ma'am, what do you want the Lord to do for you? She said, and she leaned over to my ear. She said, Pastor David, I'm dying of AIDS. I said, oh, there's nothing too hard for God. I say, ma'am, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. I'm going to join my faith with your faith, and we're going to believe God that God destroyed that AIDS virus in your body. And I say, what I want you to do, I want you to go back to the doctor and let him check you over again and give me that testimony. She said, yes, sir. Said she went back to the doctor. They started doing the test over. They couldn't find no AIDS in her body. Again, a lady came up to the altar. And I said, ma'am, what do you want the Lord to do for you? She said, I'm blind in my left eye, and I want to see it. I said this by the Spirit of God. It had to be the Spirit of God. I said, ma'am, you're going to see tonight. And she looked at me with amazement. I said, put your hand over your left eye. She put her hand over her left eye. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, be open. I say, remove your hand, ma'am, and see it. When she removed her hand, it scared her because it was total blackness. And when she moved her hand, all the light rushed in, and she just began to weep and just began to rejoice. The whole church went up. God healed the blind eye. Cancers, we don't see cancers healed. Heart conditions healed. We don't see deaf ears open. The lame walk, the dumb talk. I mean, supernatural miracles. Even with, we've seen backslidden preachers being revived. We've seen pastors' faith being rekindled. A pastor that I preached for him for years, revivals in his church, and I was telling what was going on in our church, that a great manifestation of angel feathers and diamonds and jewels manifested. And he was like, well, God can do anything. Well, okay, you still preaching for me Saturday? I said, well, yes, sir. I went and preached for him Saturday. That Sunday afternoon, he called me. He said, Pastor David. I said, yes, sir, Pastor. He said, I need to repent to you. I say, what's going on? He said, you remember you was telling me about those great manifestations happening at your church? I say, yes, sir. He said, I thought you lost your mind. He said, please forgive me, man of God. I say, what's going on? He said, while I was preaching this morning, angel feathers began to fall in my church. And he just began to weep and was so repentant. It's like God is making a believer out of the believers. He's increasing their faith. And it's like, these be the last days, and I believe it's in Revelation, the scriptures say, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And you know, said, and I know that the world is looking for the supernatural, but they have a counterfeit, they have a falseness. But the devil is intensifying his power, but God is also intensifying his power and his glory right before our very eyes.
David, I believe that if you pray right now, there are going to be miracles.
Yes.
I don't know what you should pray for, but you work through words of knowledge and wisdom.
Yes.
You pray as the Spirit gives you unction right now.
Oh, Heavenly Father, life is important to you, Lord. That one on the respiratory right now that's fighting for breathing, to fight to breathe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go into that hospital room. You sent your word, and you healed them. Those with amputated limbs, Lord, let there be recreated limbs, recreated miracles right now, God. Those that don't have a revelation of who you are, even preachers that have gone back, Lord, in you, gone back in their faith, going back in praise, going back in worshiping you, let a fire be rekindled in their heart, God. Let a new flame of your glory and of your power and of your anointing to shower and saturate them with your presence, that when they go to the service on Sunday, that there be a great revival, an outpouring of your Spirit, an outpouring of your manifestations of your glory. God, renew your people right now across the land. Renew their faith that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said in his word, I change not. I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Miracles are for today. Believe for your miracle. Receive your miracle. It's already done. He already paid the price on Calvary. Receive your salvation. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes to your King. In the name of Jesus, stretch out your hand of mercy, Lord. Heal all men of sickness and all men of deed. Oh, Lord, the lawyer. Oh, God, the lawyer. Open up the eyes of his understanding to your will and to your way, God. Oh, God, manifest your glory and your power, Lord, right before his very eyes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God, remember the three-year-old little girl, Lord, with sugar diabetes, Lord. Touch her body. Heal her right now. In the name of Jesus, let your resurrection power come alive in her body right now. Save, heal, deliver, and strengthen. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
David, as exciting as the angel feathers are, as exciting as the precious stones, yes, the diamonds are, To me, the most exciting thing is the revelation God has given you in your teaching of your book, Humble is the Way. What is some of the feedback you're getting from the people that attended your lectures, your 6 months of lectures in the Houston, Texas area?
Well, like I said, on some of the youth, they just never heard anything like it. And it's like an eye opening. It's like revelation coming. We even had some people come that were attending churches and going up and rebuking their pastors after he got through ministering on the word, saying, "You misquoted that. You didn't say that right." And they coming to find out it's not their responsibility to correct the man of God. God always has a Nathan. He always has a prophet. It's not for the sheep to go and rebuke the pastor. God always has a Nathan or a prophet that will come to that pastor. The sheep do not rebuke the shepherd. The sheep do not carry the staff in their hand and say, "Meh, meh, pastor, follow me. Meh, pastor, obey me. Meh." That's out of order. And the anointing flows with order, not disorder. And they just like, "Man, I never heard anything like this before." It brought revelation to them. And just like I said, the prophet and the man of God said, it's going to save people's life. And now we're getting the reports that this book is saving people's lives, saving their marriages. Like I said, backsliders are coming back to the Lord.
Listen, we're out of time. Get the book, Humble is the Way. Donation of $18, Shabbat broadcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.